former Victorian spinner, Australian spinner as well, Ray Bright. Good afternoon, Ray.
Afternoon. How are you both?
All right. Ray, really confused now. We're very confused.
We are confused.
That doesn't take much. Hockey's there, isn't he?
That's very true.
Ray,
he knows you too well.
We're trying to get you on today, Ray, to add a bit of substance to this chat. Shebekstra and myself are making absolute no sense at all. So we thought, and it must be a really, really hard selection, this one coming up for the Boxing Day test.
Oh, it is. I think any selection involving a test side, and particularly Boxing Day, is difficult. I mean, you only got to go back to Mitchell Starc a year or two ago. He was in roaring form at the time, and they decided to rest him, and now they don't rest him at all in any shape or form, and he's got stress fractures or whatever he's got. So a very difficult test, but you've got to pick the best team to win the game, and we're probably lucky in some shape that we've got the West Indies we're playing against rather than a full-strength England or South Africa, because you can experiment a little bit if that's what you want to do.
Well, who would you... How can a guy make 170... I know Dennis Lilley used to say, never give a sucker an even break. That means if you get injured and someone comes in and plays well, you can't expect to come back in the side. I'm sure Khawaja doesn't expect to be in the 11, but Marsh has just made 170. How could you dump Marsh out and bring Khawaja back? Do you reckon?
Well, it is a difficult dilemma, and maybe we need to look ahead. I would have thought that Australian selectors allegedly pick ahead for future tours, a big, South Africa, India, and England, and they brought Sean Marsh back at his age, so I don't know if they expect him to go to England in 2019. But the other way of looking at it, of course, the bloke batting at number six isn't making too many runs either. So, and another disappointing dismissal last night. I know Mitch has got a lot of potential, and his bowling's been going quite well, but that's another way of solving, maybe to some degree, a difficult situation, but also giving maybe six top batsmen a chance to show their wares for the rest of this season, New Zealand, and then down the track.
And generally, I'd agree with you on that one, Ray, that Mitch is the one out of form, but the problem you've got is that Australia's bowling stocks are so depleted at the moment as well that you need an extra bowler in the team, don't you, just in case another one of these guys go down?
Well, certainly you do to some degree, but you've got two Victorian greats in James Pattinson and Peter Siddle there, so there's a bit of strength there. So, but I think that's probably the one thing that is saving Mitch at the moment. Certainly not his batting, and they're keen to give him as much of a chance as they can, but that makes it a difficult decision. But at the same time, I think Sean Marsh got dropped during the West Indies tour last year when Vogtie came in and made 100 and he had to open the innings. And Sean Marsh was dropped, so it's probably justification if Sean Marsh does stay in, and maybe Burnsy misses out at the top of the order, who hasn't really grabbed his opportunity. He's got a few good starts, but after his first innings of the summer, it's been a lot of mediocre scores. He's got out after being in there for a fair period of time, and the angled bat continues to worry. He seems to get out with the angled bat pretty regularly, and with a tour in New Zealand coming up, and I'm led to believe the wickets over in New Zealand these days do seem, and they've got a couple of good ones who I assume will be fit by then in Southie and Bolt and Wagner as well. It may well be that, particularly after the way Khawaja played the other night, that he comes straight back in and Burnsy misses out.
Did you watch Khawaja the other night? What did you think? If you did?
Well, I was unbelievably impressed. I've always thought he's a pretty good player, but I think some of his all-round shots against fast bowling and spin was a class above a lot of other stuff we've seen in recent times. So, rightly or wrongly, and he's probably got a fitness cloud and his fielding's not great, but for what he's done so far this summer, I would have thought Khawaja must come back into the 11 at least.
Gone up another level, Khawaja. That looked like superstar stuff. But when you get a partnership going at the top of the order, Ray, you don't want to fiddle around with that too much. And Burns and Warner have got something going there. If you drop Burns and bring in, and Marsh comes up to open, then are you going down the path? Are you happy to go down the path with Warner and Marsh opening?
Well, that's the other thing. Of course, you can have Warner and Khawaja opening and leave Smith at three, can't you? So, there's a lot of variations of the top six that you can use. But Burns and Warner certainly were starting something that looked okay. But Burns, he kept getting out after a decent start. And, Khawaja, maybe he started sort of as an opening batter or three. I think he's pretty flexible in the way he, in the position he can bat. So But, you know, you're looking for further down the track, which I keep hearing and reading that the Australian selectors are doing that. They've got to find who's going to be the an opening partner maybe for the Ashes in 2 or 3 years' time.
Might be just what you just said then. Khawaja has opened before. It might be an automatic selection where they think that Burns isn't. Because Burns is only 26, so he needs a little bit more time. With your own selection the last, is it 15 years you've been with the Vicks as a selector?
Is that how long it is? My is God, it? Where do you, we'll make it those years back, Hoggy, will I?
Give
how
us a
long ago did you desert me, by the way? Which time are you going to say?
I got caught out not watching a couple of games. You're in your period of 15 years, is there a couple of selection dilemmas that really stand out to you, and which ones were they?
Oh, look, I reckon, you know, if you've been a selector for that long, you know, a lot of people come and go, and a lot of greats of Victorian Australian cricket I've seen come through, you know, and it's amazing. A lot of, when I started, a lot of the boys who were already under 17, under 19 system were just starting their career. You know, you talk about people like Andrew McDonald and that, now they're virtually... their career's gone, so it's just been an amazing journey for me, and it's been great to see so many great young kids come through the Victorian system and turn out better cricketers and, more importantly, better people. But, you know, there's probably a list. You know, poor old Damien Fleming. You know, we had to leave him out. We had six fast bowlers, but he'd come off a bad shoulder injury, and he wasn't bowling anywhere near as quick. But a lot of the people who you do actually sort of retire early, because we as players think we can play forever, but as you know, Hoggy, we can't. But they do have to find something else outside cricket, and Flem's got in the commentary box and absolutely killed him since then. So, you know, poor old Chuck. We had, you know, I think we had Adam Crosthwaite and Matthew Wade over here at the time. So Chuck had to be moved on, but he's gone into the cricket coaching world and done very well. Ash Agar, you know, we had to let him go through salary cap. I mean, that's the other thing a lot of people don't realise is that we have salary cap restrictions as well, and we could only fit Ash Agar in as a rookie, whereas WA could fill him in as a full contract. And the other good thing at the time, WA were probably a little bit light on in spin, where we were pretty strong with people like Farwad and also Johnny Holland around. So, but you know, he's gone on to bigger and better things and played Shield cricket a lot earlier than he would have. Who else we got? Probably Michael Klinger. You know, he's grabbed his opportunity.
Yeah.
At the time, we had a lot of good players here, and he was a little bit in and out of the side and up and down the order. But at the same time, his career's flourished once he's moved on. You know, it was only that we had an amazing array of talent, and we weren't getting too much national representation, which we're still not now, I will add. They seem to go to WA at the drop of a hat if they want a player for the test side, don't they? So... But Maxie's gone on and been a great player for South Australia and also for WA.
What about the one, Ray, Bright, not yourself, Berry versus White? The captaincy was a really big issue, wasn't it?
Well, things like that, you know, and at time probably, you know, Cameron White, we thought may well have been a leader for Australia, a captain of Australia. I could be wrong, but I'm sure he has in one form of the game or two forms of the game. May well have captained Australia, so and Chuck was never going to captain Australia. Off, you know, he's probably one bloke that should have played a lot more cricket for Australia rather than just one tour. But his days were numbered, and we're probably looking for a next leader of who was going to possibly be an Australian captain. So that probably went against Chuck a little bit, and Whitey, I think, as you would know, proved to be an outstanding leader, you know, for the Victorian boys and. I think a little bit of representation for Australia as well.
Ray, before we let you go, Glenn from Point Cook's given us a call, wants to have a chat to you. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good.
That's good. Yeah, look, just listening to your conversation about the test team. I think it's pretty basic. Look, I think Burnsy, I think they've got to drop him. Because I don't sort of share the same view about how good he's been. I think Marsh is an absolute perfect candidate to open the batting. And I think Khawaja should bat at three because he looks elegant. Reminds me a bit of David Gow, the way he plays, magnificent. And I think Smith should play down the order because he's an excellent player of spin. And that test team will become very strong. I think Burns is a good player, okay, but he's a middle-order player for mine.
Yeah, that's the trouble. We've probably got a lot of middle-order players. You can even do that. And, you know, if you want to leave Mitch Marsh out, well, maybe that's the case and Burns goes down the order. But that's one of the great things about cricket is that If you're a Victorian, you've got 5 million opinions, and if you're an Australian selector, there's 23 million opinions out there. So, and the selectors obviously just try to pick who they think is possible. But Glenn, you're probably on the money to some degree there that, you know, Burnsy hasn't quite shown the class that some of the other batters have, and particularly Khawaja in particular.
Ray, thanks for your insight. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy the Christmas period.
No worries at all. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Bright joining us there, giving us his insights as a former selector.